Good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. It's the show before Christmas. So we're going
to... Yeah, it is. I thought about all kinds of stuff like that to talk about this week, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to actually do a poem. I was driving around and I worked on it for a long time, too, and I was like, forget it. You know, I almost got in an accident and I forgot it all anyway.
So. Well, we're going to... I imagine we'll talk about some things that John is probably enamored with.
Well, that is kind of what I talk about a lot.
We're going to talk this segment about the love for the love of lever guns.
That's right.
It's going to be the first segment.
For the love of lever guns.
For the love.
And they're coming out like dandelions in my lawn.
They're
not this time of year because it's cold out.
Right. It's quite chilly.
There's like a wind chill today, man. Yeah. And it ain't going to get any better. I look, the wind chill is going to be 8 degrees all day long.
Well, it is winter. Now, if only we had some of the white stuff for Christmas.
It was as warm as it's going to be. Well,
already this morning.
Noon, about noon, it's gonna peak, but it's not very good. But anyways, Yeah, it was the week before Christmas, and I was freezing my butt off.
That's how it started.
I want to hunt this weekend, and I want to get out tonight, especially. But it's like, gosh, I'm gonna have to take an extra blanket. You know?
Yeah, it's a big commitment.
And you know, I might have to do like the Star Wars thing. You know, remember in Return of the Jedi, where
he opened up the
cavity and climbed in to warm up. You know, I don't know. I
forget the name of those critters, but
they were ugly.
Yeah, and it didn't smell very pleasant either. Apparently,
that's what I heard. Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what Obi-Wan said.
Right.
But anyways, this is the Gunsmith Show, and we're glad to be here on Classic Rock US 103.
No lightsabers. We aren't going to talk about lightsabers.
No, we're not talking lightsabers.
Lever guns.
But we're kind of talking about lightsabers.
Kind of
lightsabers of years past. The lever gun. I just got done reading a wonderful book on the 1800s, and it was it's not a wonderful book. It's a sad book, but it's Bill O'Reilly in The Killing of Crazy Horse.
Yeah.
And, oh, it's a good one.
No.
And it's amazing how the military had single shot, the Union Army had single shot 45-70s. They were good rifles. They were carbines, but they were single shot. The Indians had Winchesters, lever guns.
And they repeaters.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They didn't have to stop to put another bullet in every time they fired the gun.
Oh, that's
they
a big advantage.
From the horseback, they were awesome. And all the generals, even Custer, talked about how good Custer died in this book. But anyways, it's a story about Bighorn. But anyways, over and over again, they talk about how the Winchesters made such a difference for the Indians, which I thought was, you know, very pertinent, and it proves the point today that there shouldn't be bans on magazine size, you know. Uh-huh. But that's me. So this segment is today on the Gunsmith Show for the love of lever guns, because there is such a resurgence going on in the market right now. You just wouldn't believe it. I bet you this year.
Could they really cock them by, you know, like flip them down and over and around?
Oh, yeah. Like that? Jake's got a couple of those. Big Jake's got a couple of those. And I've tried it. My arms aren't long enough, so I always catch my armpit, and I got stitches in my armpit once, and I said, that's enough of that.
I don't need to be that fancy.
That's why they put there's the little hood that goes on the front sight so that you don't rip your armpit in half.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can die if you cut your armpit wrong, you know?
Oh, sure.
You can bleed out. So there's pressure points in there.
Important arteries.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And when they did a heart scope on me, I felt that sucker go right through there. I'm like, that's a creepy feeling. But anyways, we're talking about lever guns, though, Dan.
See how
easy
feelings.
We get distracted in the morning?
Well, that's me.
We just haven't had enough coffee yet, but we'll get there. During this show, we will both devour coffee, so we'll be really good by the end of it. But the resurgence in the market of lever guns, a couple of years ago, Rossi's been doing a really good job. Winchester and Marlin were the two big ones. Rossi, Taurus, Smith & Wesson, Marlin went bankrupt, got bought by Ruger. They've refined their rifles. They're absolutely stunning. They're beautiful. They're coming out awesome. But I want to go through them kind of one by one and go over a little bit of this. Smith & Wesson, I've been talking about Smith & Wesson lever action guns, the model 1854, for a couple of years now. When they brought it out, and they actually put this big, huge poster of it in every gun shop because you had to order them, it was pretty cool. They're beautiful. 44 Magnums and 45 Long Colts. Almost every time I walk into Williams Gunsight Company, there's somebody there buying one. And I haven't bought one yet because I'm getting such a thrill out of watching other people buy it. I haven't needed one yet. So I'm using I'm working on my self-control. So
good.
It is good. And my therapist says it's very good for me.
Yeah.
So so Smith & Wesson's doing a wonderful job with that. Price has come down. They still have a real high-end one that's like $2,500. Then they got one that's like $1,400, and then they got one that's $1,100. So there's it's a good market, though. Winchester has come out with some new ones. They're Ranger Rimfires. So they've reintroduced the 22 Rimfire series in lever-action guns. They're beautiful. Marlin has five different series of lever guns. The Dark Series, which is kind of like the – kind of looks like something Mel Gibson might use in, like, what are those crazy shows from Australia? The ones he
– Mad Max.
Mad Max, yeah. It has that kind of a sense to it, but they're popular. The guide guns, which I've always loved. I've got a couple of those. I love them. The Trapper series, which are nice, small, compact, big loop guns. They're beautiful guns. The classic series, which looks like the old ones, but these are all made by Ruger now, Ruger Marlin. And then the SBL, which is kind of the souped up version. I would call it like the high-end Oldsmobile, maybe the Cadillac of the line. Yeah, probably the Cadillac of the line, if you're thinking GM. Polished stainless steel, gray laminate stocks, polished bolt. It's even got like they put like a turn to the bolt, too. It's really cool looking. Threaded barrels. And almost all of these have threaded barrels except for the classics. They are truly top-notch guns, though. If you want one, just go order it. You know, now that deer season's, well, it won't be over till the middle of January, so we still got a couple weeks. But now that deer season's, you know, almost over for us Southern Michigan folks, get that gun ordered. Say you got it for next year. You know, just bite the bullet, that so to speak, and get it done right now. Savage has come out with rifles again. Savage has come out with lever action guns. They're doing a great job with their bolt action guns, and they always have. But now they're doing these new Savage rimfires. They're called Revels. Like, remember how we used to get models and it was Revel, R-E-V-E-L-L?
Yep.
Well, this is R-E-V-E-L, so I think it's pronounced Revel, but I won't know until I go to one of the big shows and, you know, talk to the reps, but never see a Savage rep up here, but I'm sure they're around. But it's a beautiful rifle. It's very refined looking. And, of course, right now, kind of the, I wouldn't say the king of the hill, but darn near for lever guns is Henry. Henry has the full line. It's so extensive. We could do the whole hour-long show on Henry rifles. We're not going to. If you like Henry's, you go to Williams, check them out. You'll be glad you did. They've got a big selection of them, and they order them all the time for people. They are beautiful, and they have got just about everything you need, from Golden Boys to the big hunting guns. So now Rossi, I'm going to give Rossi kind of like the up-and-comer award, because they've done a beautiful job. They've got a line out right now, the grain laminate stocks. Now, these are two-piece stocks, okay? So you got a butt stock and a fore-end on these lever-action guns, and they're just beautiful wood. And the finish is just perfect on them. Rossi, they actually surprised me. 357 Magnums, 44 Magnums. They've introduced a 444, which that's one of my all-time favorite calibers right there. The 30-30, they've got it in 360 Buckhammer, which is the new up-and-comer. That's the new thumper that's going to be popular. See, we still can't use the 444s down here, Dan, because it's not the shell's too long,
uh-huh.
And they haven't shortened it yet to give us a 444 that's Southern Michigan compliant. But the 360 Buckhammer is. And it hits good out to a little bit over 200 yards, and I'm sure we could have some fun with it. I'd love to do some hand loading with it, so I'm going to be dabbling in that in the new year. 2025 will be a 360 Buckhammer year and a 400 Legend year, so I'll be busy. And then, of course, they have the big boys in 4570. So Rossi is kicking butt and taking names, but all around, if you love lever guns, you've never had it this good. There's never been this many lever guns on the market in the United States that I know of.
Would you say there's a plethora?
Well, I would, but I've been told not to use that word anymore.
Oh, that's right.
So I because Joe Dirt catches me on it all the time.
You tend to overuse it. That's right.
I have been known to overuse certain words. Like when I'm near my wife, the word is please. Please? Please?
Yeah.
Can I please go to the gun shop? You know? But, you know, no, get back in your hole. You know, it's like, okay, I'm sorry. It's tough, man. It's tough being John Smith. It is. It's tough. Somebody's got to do it.
But there's a lot of lever guns. Not a plethora.
Oh my gosh.
There's just a huge
collection. Now there is a plethora. I'll say it. I said it. You knew I'd say it. But I mean they are so beautiful. I even brought pictures just to show you because I think it's important. See, there's the Rossi. Isn't that beautiful? Say yes, Dan.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's a nice looking gun.
It's a beautiful gun. And you know, you could just every one of these guys, every one of these companies, look at how Marlin does it. Every one of these companies wants Kevin Costner to be in their
Those are handsome.
They're beautiful rifles. Yeah, that Trapper series. I love the Trapper series.
Yeah.
But those gray laminate stocks and green laminate stocks, that's the black series. See the Mad Max compliance thing?
Okay. I like the one just above it.
Maybe Wick. That's the classic.
Yeah, I like the classic.
That's me.
That's me too.
I'm classic.
We both are.
A Pendleton and, you know, and maybe a nice pair of, I'm not going to say wingtips because I've never owned a pair of wingtips, but...
What about spats? Have you ever had spats?
I've had spats. Yeah. But remember moon boots?
No.
Moon boots. Come on, 1978?
No.
Big old fluffy moon boots?
No.
All right. Well, anyways.
I did have the comb with the big handle stuck in the back of your pocket.
I still got one.
Yeah.
I still got one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you use it for?
Nothing. I just clean it every year and put it back in the drawer. But nothing. It's there for looks, man. That and those boots I used to stomp the dance floor with.
Can't
do that anymore. These new knees won't let me do it.
No.
But I do have Irish setter boots that I love to wear in the field when I go deer hunting. So that's what I was getting at. The shoes I was going to wear.
Not the moon boots.
When I'm carrying that beautiful action rifle.
I would love a picture of you out in the woods, out in the blind, in moon boots.
No. Ain't going to happen. They're destroyed.
Jacob, make that happen. I want to see it.
Well, maybe. But no, I don't have any moon boots to put them on to wear. So.
We can fix that.
Yeah, I probably could find them. The closest thing I have to a moon boot is one of those boots that the doctor gave me when I tore my ankle up. And that's what it looks
those
like.
Those don't count.
They're open-toed.
We got to take a break. We'll come on back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.